Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Mark Cohen, CEO of Legal Mosaic. Mark, tell us about Legal Mosaic.
Well, Jim, we are a legal business consultancy, and you might ask, what is that? I work largely with, I do a lot of writing, as you mentioned at the top of the show, do some teaching, do a lot of speaking around the world, and do some consulting with some businesses. It keeps me out of trouble.
Well, it keeps you in your profession, but also in the business world, which is a lot more fun. And so I'm glad you're doing that. I'm glad you made the shift. Mark, one of the things I want to ask you about is something I've been hearing about from other people on my show and in real life, and that is the virtual court thing, having the online court dates. And I know lawyers who are conducting these things, and I wonder if I had a really serious, really concerned me, or something that was very, very a big deal to me, one way or the other, on either side of the aisle, I wonder how I'd feel about doing that virtually. How are they working out?
Well, let's put it this way, Jim. It's not an all or nothing proposition. There are a lot of disputes that I think are amenable to online treatment. Because the justice system, in my opinion, is more a process than a place. You don't always have to go to court, and I think that's part of the reason why, lawyers are so expensive and the process is so slow. Mm-hmm. So I do think that there is a place for online court for certain types of disputes, but not for everything. So, mm-hmm. for example, if you have a capital murder case, I don't think you're going to want to
They're not
going to
do those
court.
Online, are they?
Yeah. If you have a small commercial dispute, or you've got
a divorce, are they doing divorces online?
They are starting to do some divorces online, and I'll tell you, in terms of divorce, this sounds a little far afield, but in Singapore, of all places, where I have to do a lot of work with the government. In Singapore, they're seeing that, divorces really, shouldn't be these protracted, very expensive processes where the people who end up being the big winners tend to be the lawyers and the people who are the losers, kids and the parents who are spending money on lawyers when it pretty much is done, a lot of it by formula, at least the economic part of it, not the kid part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, Jim, bottom line to repeat. Online courts are not for all things, but they can certainly help to clear up the backlog. They can certainly help to, I think, enable people not to have to, drag to court, not to take time off, as much time off from work, and not to incur the unnecessary expense of lawyers in all these things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that we think of.
Do you think that this situation is going to motivate people to do more arbitration, more mediation?
Absolutely. It's kick-starting that. It's happening more already. I think that, we've got to streamline the legal process so that it is not so long, so that it is not. And by the way, Jim, we can use data. We can use data in a lot of things to predict outcomes and therefore to, mm-hmm. Resolve things much faster. We've got to use the tools at hand to be able to streamline our justice system, because our justice system is in crisis right
now. Do you think with the new generations, the new technology, and the things that have been forced on us by the coronavirus, do you think the legal system will see quite a bit of shifting over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Or will it go back to being like it was?
No, it's not going back to how it was. And I'll tell you why. In a matter of 2 weeks, you know, law has always been, you know, very tied to a place. You know, you've got to go to the office. And in a matter of 2 weeks, most larger law firms particularly, but even some smaller ones, went to, you know,
I got to wrap it up because I know you got to go to LegalMosaic.com, folks. Mark Cohen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.